Okay, welcome to the brand new Forum podcast. It is, what is it, 19th? 19th of May?
Yes,
maybe. Something like that. Okay, right, this is a very special podcast for our Walnut Tree Records competition. You've probably seen on the website by now, but we've been given a lot of swag by Walnut Tree Records. If you want to go and check out that swag, it's rhubarbforum.co.uk/competition. But on this show, well, on this podcast, we're going to be giving you the question you need to answer in order to enter that competition. And how are we going to do that, boys? You ready? We're going to play a little game of 20 questions.
Ooh.
Basically, what we're going to do is, Tom from Walnut Tree Records has given me the name of a celebrity. I'm going to play the role of Tom in the game of 20 questions. And you guys have got to ask me questions to try and ascertain who that celebrity is. Now...
So hold on, just to clarify, it's not Tom from Walnut Tree Records.
No, he's not the celebrity.
Okay.
Am I going to know who this person is as well?
Right, that's one of the questions, so shut up. Right. Now listen, I don't want you... Nobody's allowed to guess.
Okay.
If you think you know, you can write it down and show me, and I'll say if it is that person, and then you're out of the game, you can't ask any more questions because you know who it is.
Okay.
And the idea is that we ascertain enough information from me, playing my role of Tom, so that the listener... can send us an email and tell us who the celebrity is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Comprende.
Is everybody happy with that?
Aye. Aye, senor.
Okay, right. Before we get on with the competition, I'll recap those rules again in a bit and we'll give you contact details and everything. Don't worry about that. But before we play the competition, I'm going to play you one of the tracks from one of the bands you can win. This is Burn the Fleet and Fictional Children.
Living a dream over and over again. The town, turn to the ground.
Here is the sound.
The heads of vanilla. I'm a machine.
They need to detonate.
It's time to come clean.
We are the whores. We are the sycophant. We are the ghouls. We are the change. We are the reason things stay the same. Watching the crowd as they part like the Red Sea. We are the fictional children of John Wayne. Living the dream.
Okay, that's Fictional Children by Burn the Fleet, one of the artists who are providing CDs for this competition. I'm just going to run you through the CDs now. We've got Tiger Please, their EP Seasons. Tiger Please again with They Don't Change Under Moonlight. Burn the Fleet, that's the track you just heard with their EP. One of my favourite bands, Portman, with From Here to Your Eyes and Ears, and also their EP, These Songs Were Written in Bedrooms and Village Halls. Southampton band Viva Sleep and their The House of Viva Sleep EP. Bayonets, Wishes and Wishes, Waiting for Sirens, Waiting for Sirens EP. Alongside all the CDs, we've also got a load of goodies that Tom's provided. We've got Tiger Please poster that's signed, a Burn the Fleet poster, Tiger Please badge set, Warnatory Record badges, and Portman badges and stickers. Is somebody counting how
that's
many things
over
that is?
Like 12
I
prizes.
Think I got 13 prizes.
13 prizes.
That's mental.
All for listening to this piece of shit podcast. that's the sort of quality we're providing here on the Forum Podcast. Shall we play 20 questions?
Let's.
Right, so just to recap, I have a celebrity that Tom from Warnatory has given me, and you guys have got to ask questions and try and ascertain who it is, right? And now I'm going to count off... Anyone got a pen? So I can count off the questions.
I'm quietly confident.
Okay. Now you guys are going to have to ask questions, and we'll take it in turns, and standard 20 questions rules apply. So if you get a yes, you carry on asking the question. If you get a no, it moves to the next person. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And each of those, yeah. Each question we ask does count as... Even if we get yeses, that does count as a question.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Just to reiterate, I don't want to hear any guesses. If you've got a guess, you write it down and you show me. If you're correct, you're out of the game, okay? Do you understand?
Okay. Mint.
This is very important. Yeah, this is like the Olympics, in a way. Brain Olympics.
Yeah?
Okay, so, in the words of 20 questions, I'm ready. Callum joins. First question, please.
Is said celebrity male?
No. Moves on to Chris. Chris, your question.
Is she a musician?
No. Moves on to Steve.
Is she an actress?
No.
What?
Moves on to Callum.
Is she a sports personality?
No.
She's got to be on TV.
Is that a question?
Yeah. Is she on TV?
Yes.
Great. Is she known for comedy?
No. That's six questions.
That's
on to Steve.
Well, if she was known for comedy, then that's definitely Dawn French.
What?
There's
only one female comedian.
How does Poirot, after six guesses on yes or no, determine it's Dawn French?
What a ridiculous question.
You know, it's got to be Dawn French after these six questions I've asked.
Go on, Steve. Question seven.
Is she a soap actress?
No.
Is she a television presenter?
Yes.
Ooh.
How many questions?
That's eight. Is she British?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is she on a terrestrial TV channel?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Hello. The big guns are out. Go on, joints.
Does she appear on ITV?
Yes.
Ooh.
I might take a punt at a guess.
Really? This
don't,
isn't counting.
Don't
as a
question. Yeah, no, that's fine. Don't let him see
I'm
it.
Not looking.
Don't let Big Nose see it.
I can't spell it, but you can.
That is an incorrect guess, Callum.
Oh, can we see what it was? Can we see what it was?
Okay, yeah, we'll announce right. So it is not
Holly Willoughby.
It is not Holly Willoughby. I'm not gonna take a question off of you there.
It's my go now, isn't it?
Right, can I just say, you're on 11 questions, okay? And all you've established so far is that it's a female TV presenter on terrestrial TV.
ITV?
And ITV. Well, I don't think she's just... I don't think she's just on it. Look at Steve's face, he thinks he knows.
So sorry, we're on... Just to recap, we're on 11 questions, okay? It's a TV presenter on terrestrial TV who is female and does appear on ITV.
Yeah.
Is she on the news?
No. That's 12. Go on, Steve. Break the back of this one. There's some big questions missing here.
Yeah. Eight questions, Steve.
Come on.
Come on, you wise old howl.
you must have seen some presenters come and go in your time, Steve.
I can determine she... Your question was, does she read...
She's not the news.
She's not the news. Does she present on the evening?
No, she does not.
Oh. Guys, can we...
Never think about it. Flip that round.
She's got to be morning.
Hang on, you're jumping in there. It's Callum's go.
Can we confer?
You can confer, yeah. Huddle.
No, we can't. Can we do it online?
Right. They're a little huddle now. Chris is touching Callum in an appropriate way, to be fair. In many ways, it's reminiscent of that film Mystic River, if you've ever seen that. I imagine Callum will walk away from this experience damaged and unable to form relationships with other human beings and will eventually go on a murderous rampage.
Team Fora!
Okay.
And we're back. Hold
on. What was that?
Is she presenting in the present day?
I'm just going to check Wikipedia.
That could be a possible no.
Yeah, see, that interests me, I reckon.
The answer is yes.
Oh, what? Okay.
Hold on. It's still my question. Doofus. Does she usually present in her most famous role? I'll start this question again.
That's what I was going to ask.
In her most famous presenting role, does she have a co-presenter?
Yes.
Is she from GMTV?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't look. That guess, Christopher, is correct.
Yeah!
You are now out of the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, but remember, the listener is the one really playing, so there's still four questions left. You can't ask him. Did you see what he wrote down, Callum?
I unfortunately did not.
Right, so you don't know who he wrote down?
No.
Okay, so there's four questions left, and we've got two competitors left in the game.
But can I say, we do know certain things so far, so we'll have a quick recap.
Have a quick
Steve.
Recap now, then.
Please.
Go on.
Okay, so, female, television presenter, still presenting today on terrestrial TV, famously with a co-presenter, and she is British.
Did you get that it was GMTV?
Yeah, and we got that it was GMTV as well.
Oh!
Well, don't write it down, then. Ask me a question that might give
might
help the listener
it.
Out. Go on.
It's a bit bloody hard when I think it's got to be one or two people.
Well, there you go. Try, in your own mind, try and narrow it down.
Well, I can ask you a question which will determine it in my head.
Okay.
Go on.
Has she just had a baby?
No. I don't think so.
Why don't you just ask if she was Scottish?
Oh!
Go on, then.
Is she Scottish?
Yes.
By Jove, I think we've got it, Stephen.
Does she support Dundee United?
Hang on, let me check Wikipedia. Yes, she does, actually. Oh, yeah. Great. One last question, man.
Would you give her one? I've always found her quite...
Yeah, I reckon I probably would.
I've always found her quite mildly attractive, you know.
Yeah, me, right. Yeah. Okay, so... I think everyone that was very successful, so give yourself a round of applause, everybody.
Can I just say, can I give you one out?
Nah, man,
that's the last question.
Oh, come on.
Can I just say, who got it first?
Well done, Chris, very good.
Thank
mate.
You.
I do think that Callum broke the back of the clue, though, didn't he?
Did you hear him just call himself genius? This is the man who said, Einstein's life changed when an apple fell on his head.
Knocked some bloody sense into him.
Okay, so should we recap kind of what we got from that?
Okay. I mean, if they can't get it from this, they don't deserve to win any prizes. Do you know what I mean?
I'll just rewind.
Okay, so, to clarify, after 20 questions, we have confirmed...
You did very well, boys. Honestly, well done.
...that the celebrity is female, a TV presenter, still presenting today, on terrestrial TV, on GMTV, to be exact.
Scottish.
She is Scottish, and she supports Dundee United.
She has had a baby.
Both Nick and Steve would give her one.
Probably. We said probably would.
Probably.
No, I'm definitely up for it.
Okay, so to enter the competition, you must know who that is now. Just go to rhubarbforum.co.uk/competition and you can see all the prizes, a little picture of the prizes as well. And there's also a link to the email address to send your answer to. If you want to write that down now, though, it is podcast@rhubarbforum.co.uk. So just to reiterate again, go to rhubarbforum.co.uk/competition so you can see all the prizes and all the details on how to enter. Now, this competition is going to close on the 4th of June, and that's when we will announce the winner. We'll probably do another little podcast again. What do you reckon, boys?
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
Is that about it? Is there anything else we need to do?
I want to hear some music before we go. Is that possible?
Please. Absolutely, right. Now, we said earlier, one of the prizes you can win is Viva Sleep, band from Southampton. Anyone heard of Not Caters? Absolutely. Right, so Noel Kate is the guitarist from that band, is now in Viva Sleep.
Oh, of course.
He's got a recording studio. My friends, Mayday Warning, they recorded there, and A Word Like Attack.
I'm aware of
enough
both
information
those
bands. For you? Yep. A lot of information.
I'm
yeah?
overloaded.
Let's listen to some music. Say Grace by Viva Sleep.
Say Grace! Drunk it up to face. Drink before you drive me gaze. Whoa! Still be torn fly. Born to find before we got. No one can answer the phone. So why do you keep on calling me? You know that we're better apart. So let's get further apart. Baby, if you're selling time, moving backwards with your scissors. Let's cut out the scenes we're in. Take a match to all our pictures. She keeps calling.